This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. Carlo is who you're thinking of there, Lamont. Carlo was Connie's husband.
Who got...
He got his ass kicked by Sonny with the garbage can.
Sprinkled in the front seat of the car. Because he wouldn't stop?
No.
He got Sonny killed, and then he got...
He got killed
in the front seat of the car.
Yeah. But Sonny also kicked... Remember, he kicked his ass with the garbage cans?
Because he kept smacking his sister.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. What his ass up and down that
what
street.
What a POS. He's how stupid are you if you're slapping Connie around?
Pretty dumb.
With Sonny as her brother.
But Carlo thought he was... Part of the family thought he'd get away with it. You can't get away with slapping his sister around.
Yeah. I don't even want to say this, but that's probably... No, it's not even JD. That's not it. Because honest to God, Fredo is not... It doesn't even exist. It only exists for Chris Cuomo.
Because he gets called Fredo.
Because he's the weak brother. That's the only one. His brother now is the current governor of New York?
I didn't know.
I'll throw you down these steps.
Yeah.
I'll
wreck your bleep.
I think he would have wrecked that guy's bleep if you see the video.
Yeah. Oh, no. Chris Cuomo would have beat his ass.
I think he would have wrecked
his bleep. No, he's a big dude now.
He doesn't look small.
No.
He doesn't look small.
No, he's got a little bit too much testosterone going, I think.
it surges.
And to answer your question, yes, Andrew Cuomo is his brother and the governor of New York.
Is there an Anthony, too?
Yeah, there's an Anthony Cuomo. Anthony Cuomo, though, was anti-Chris. He said, I've never heard that in my life, Fredo.
Oh, there is an Anthony, too.
There's an Anthony
and an Andrew?
An Andrew, a Paul. Is there a Paulie Cuomo?
There's
an Andrew and a Chris and a Margaret.
And a Mario, the dad.
Margaret.
Yeah, Mario Cuomo, yeah.
Margaret?
Yeah, there's a Margaret Cuomo.
Mary Margaret.
Yeah. Maria Margaret.
Yeah.
In the Cuomo family.
Yeah. Where did Andrew? There's no book of Andrew. There's nothing Andrew. Where did Andrew come? Anthony.
Well,
obviously.
Christopher,
you get that.
Yeah, you can get that. All right, 807 ESPN 97.5. Let's get back on track. What about today? Greinke at 3:40.
Okay, tell the truth. I am apprehensive, not in a bad way. I am curious about how start two will go.
Well, that means you're bi-curious.
About the second
yes.
Start. I don't think that's what
that is. You're curious about the two. Is any Dell? What would you call that?
Dell, that's two.
Is two?
Can you please get bi. Your man's?
That is not considered bi-curious.
That sounded like it to me.
He is interested in a pitcher's second start. Doesn't make him bi-curious. The things he does when he's not at work make him bi-curious.
Well.
Save it for Raheel.
The third start?
You're wasting it on me.
Curious.
Quad curious. We just keep going.
That's all.
It just keeps going.
So I'm. Listen, somebody put this out there. Has there been a better back to back doubleheader combo than Greinke followed by Cole tonight?
Maybe in baseball history, but that's.
That's pretty.
It's probably as good as it's been.
We don't have doubleheaders anymore, so this is.
I mean, look. There were some pretty good pitchers for the Yankees on that team that had El Duque and David Wells and Roger and.
But even Andy. Then,
I'm sure
when
Roger
I was a
Andy
kid, there were plenty of doubleheaders.
Yeah,
but there's no.
Didn't we used to have them scheduled?
But there was a two for one, and Major League Baseball said, we ain't doing that.
Wait, are there any doubleheaders scheduled anymore?
No, none. It's only in make updates. That's it. You can't because you get two games for the price of one. And I'm going to pay $35 million for Greinke, and you want two for one? I don't think so.
I've never gone to a doubleheader. How does that work?
Are
there two separate tickets?
No, one ticket. You're there for the day.
I have never in my life gone to a double.
Now they do. Now there have been now day night doubleheaders. I remember in Boston a few years ago, they did. They played at like noon, and then everybody's got to leave the park, and then they're playing again at 7, which makes for a really freaking long day for the players.
Yeah,
which is the players are like, we ain't doing that anymore. So there's no more of that going on. But used to be back in the day, and I forget. I don't think I was there, but Wilbur Woods started both ends of a doubleheader.
That's famous. You were yes. there?
I don't know. No.
The knuckleballer.
The knuckleballer.
So he can pitch forever.
He could throw forever. Mm-hmm. He could throw 300 pitches and never even feel. You
know. Wilbur Wood is on pitch count number 452.
First of all,
the crafty knuckleballer from the
20s. First of all, his name was Wilbur. So I know. You know he's.
But he actually pitched at a time that where you would. Because Wilbur Wood feels like. And now in the dead ball era, Wilbur Wood has made his 65th consecutive start for the White Stockings.
Yes.
But he didn't pitch in the 20s.
Yes. No. And he'll be followed up. He's facing Elmer Gantry. No, it's and my I got a buddy named Elmer, which is not a name that anyone uses anymore,
not
other than my buddy Elmer. That's it. One guy, Elmer, and Gladys, and all those names that have gone by.
My grandpa was an Elmer. There's not once that name's over, it's over.
Yeah. Well, now you know one guy, Elmer.
Elmer
Stevens. Yeah.
Elmer's the only Elmer I know left.
Right. That's
it. My grandma was a Mildred. Hey, that's
it. It's gone.
All those Mildreds are over. That's a wrap.
He didn't go. He went Doug. He had a son. He didn't name him Elmer. So it's over. No one else is ever going to be Elmer.
Maxine. You know what other name I never hear?
What about Maxine Phelan? They're going to name a school after her.
Do you hear any Bruces anymore? I'm trying to think of names that are dying right now.
Jedediah?
Well, that's not. I don't know that that's ever going to die in the Amish community.
Well, maybe not.
I'm trying to think of names that we used to hear all the time.
Mildred.
I had one. Yeah, but I'm trying to think of one like, you know, from the 80s. Just from the 80s. Like, I'm sure there's going to keep being Glenn's probably.
Yeah.
Stephen, Paul.
You're just going to name every name?
Well, I'm trying
is that to, what this I'm, segment is?
Well, we're up against. Give me about one more minute of naming regular names to see what's in
Tom,
name that you
Joe,
want to see more.
Adolf.
Yeah, well, no, it's been gone.
No, well, even Adolfo Phillips, when he played for the Cubs, I mean, you just don't see. Adolf is something. I mean, I think it's hard to name your kid Adolf right now.
Benito's, as in Mussolini, but there was a Santiago, catcher.
Benitez.
Benito Santiago.
Benito, the actor.
That's Benicio.
Yeah, Benicio del Toro.
Well, that's the Spanish. The Hispanic version.
How come we don't see any LeBrons? You know how Michael Jordan had a lot of, you got a lot of kids named Jordan, and you got a lot, maybe some kids are named James, but I don't think so. I haven't heard about a lot of kids being named LeBron.
Do you think Jordan,
he's the first LeBron I'd ever heard of.
Do you think Jordan Spieth was named after Michael Jordan?
There's a chance.
I don't know. You can't get whiter than Jordan Spieth. I'm not sure that Michael would have been the
Jordan River. It could have been something different, but I'm just telling you, a lot of
could have been the Jordan River.
Could have been. I'm just telling you though that there's a lot of kids who are named Jordan after Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of kids, or there are Mikes or Michaels who are named after Michael Jordan.
There should be a lot of kids that were named Oops.
Allegedly, as of August 7, 2018, there are 743 people named LeBron in the United States. Now, maybe none of them are famous.
Oh, that's a lot.
Well, obviously you would have people naming.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of LeBron stands out there. They're not going to name their kids after them. Yeah,
how about
they
Kobe's?
Are.
I'm sure there's.
Oh, there's been a lot of Kobe's.
Yeah.
A lot of Kobe's. There are some Shaq. I've seen some Akeem's.
Yeah.
We've seen some Akeem's.
What about John after the Papa John's guy?
I don't think.
No.
I think there's a lot of John's. I'm not sure that's where they like. Can we name it after the can we name our son after the Papa John's guy because of the pepperoni deals he gives out?
Or whatever he gives out. 814 ESPN 97.5. Like I said, a lot of kids should be named Oops because, oh, good Lord, what happened? Oh, now you're pregnant. Well, or it could be Oops, I spilled that wine on the carpet. Good Lord. Now what are we going to do? I know.
Pregnant?
Well, yeah.
Oh no.
It's better than oh no.
Oops, I shouldn't have done that. Oops, I shouldn't have been walking and tripped with that wine glass of red wine and spill it all over the couch or all over the carpet or all over anything. Guess how you get it out? Very hot steam, 250 degree steam. Kills fungi, germs, gets rid of mold, spores, bacteria, gets rid of beer, wine, urine, coffee. Oops, I urinated all over the carpet. Well, that's a shame. You know what? Get yourself another glass of wine or call Oops Steam Cleaning. They can clean anything, upholstery, dining room chairs, sofas, mattresses. Listen, you want better air quality, longer furniture life, better aesthetic appearance, cleaner, fresher smell, safe cleaning practices. They have guys that are trained background screen professionals, employees, not contractors. They come into your home and they do a wonderful job at oopssteam.com. Oopssteam.com, 281-822-0561. If you can hear my voice, they will come to you. 281-822-0561, oopssteam.com.
All to Collector's Firearms. For more info, visit collectorsfirearms.com.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. It's Craig DeSurf, it's Rick Drenner, it's the entire crew there. They do such an incredible job of making you feel important. And it's not just an act, it's really who they are. At Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they want you to get the best deals in cars. They want you to be able to brag that you got the very best price on that Chevy Silverado pickup truck, on that Chevy Traverse, like I'm driving, the crossover vehicle. They want you to brag about the deal you got on the Yukon or the Buick Enclave. But it's not just that. It's the service. If you ever take your vehicle in for scheduled maintenance, their service is off the charts. If you ever have anything wrong with your car, they give you an awesome vehicle for you to drive as well, a complimentary car while you wait for your work to be done. And right now, they've got the Chevy All-Star Open House right now going on. Chevy All-Star Open House is going on now through August 31st at Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. You can test drive a new Chevy, and you're going to win a free prize just for test driving it, a $25 gift card, an All-Star Cinch bag, or pro baseball tickets. You'll also be entered to win an on-field meet and greet with baseball player Carlos Correa, he of the 474-foot home runs, before a game. So make sure that you're going to test drive a brand new Chevy vehicle, get your $25 gift card, get your Cinch bag or your pro baseball tickets if you win those. And you'll also be entered into a meet and greet on the field before a game with Carlos Correa. Don't miss out on this great opportunity from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. For their entire inventory, go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 820 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Sum 41 is coming to the Revention Music Center October 23rd in support of the recent album release, Order in Decline. Sum 41 has partnered with Plus One so that $1 from every ticket sold will go to War Child. That supports families and communities affected by war throughout the world. So at exactly 8:30, 713-780-3776, caller number 10 wins a pair of tickets to see the show. Get your tickets now at LiveNation.com. That's Sum 41, October 23rd. If you can't go, don't call. You want to go? Go. You don't want to go? Go. Wait. Does John think Spy Curious? No, I don't think that, Jackie.
What? Should have never mentioned that, John.
Fredo's
that
just
you're
another
one. Curious?
What? John is?
That you're by? No,
that
you.
You're by. You're, I'm I call, not... you're the one that's Spy Curious, not me.
I'm curious about the second start for Zach Greinke. That's not the definition.
It seems to me.
That's not the definition.
Also, if a conservative called the left punk-ass bitches on video, it would be a much bigger deal. Just saying. That is true.
I don't know. We got senators.
They call it each other all the time.
We got elected officials beating up or threatening to beat up reporters.
Where is that, in Wyoming?
Yeah, nothing happens. Whatever. We can pretend like it's not on all sides, please. Civility is way out the door now.
Yeah, it's been gone. Let's not pretend. The only place is still civil is Twitter. That's the only place.
John felt that yesterday.
Yeah, John had people saying, "Sir, I question where your information comes, but I respect your ability to put it out there." And
dumbasses,
where's your blue check? Huh? Fanboy? You little fanboy? Like, what?
Fanboy?
I'm not a fan. I've been doing this for 30 years. Okay, fan. Where's your flag? You flying your flag at your house? Like,
whoa. What?
John's catching it.
I don't. This is what you get with the draft, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
Only you get it a lot more than I do.
Oh, I get it. I get it for...
I only got three or four people that
I
were...
I get it for brisket.
I don't know, but I don't...
I got it 10 times worse for brisket.
I don't understand why people would be triggered by this in any way, shape, or form.
I don't either.
The Texans want to trade Jadeveon Clowney. It's so unbelievable that they would have a deal with Miami.
Nah, but people just think it's fake information coming out because you've seen it before where fake stuff. So then... And there are some people who really... They think this is the worst move ever that you could trade Jadeveon Clowney. It's business. If Jadeveon Clowney wants Aaron Donald money, you can't do it. You're just gonna open them, spread them, and just say, "Here you go."
Well, how about
you write the check yourself, sir? That's fine.
Where are all the Keuchel people now?
They're out there.
Yeah, but what? Okay, give Keuchel to pay that man his money.
Everyone disappears.
Dude wanted $150 million.
Everyone
disappears. Do you want to just give them $150 million?
Everyone disappears when they're pushing all those same Twitter people. If Jadeveon Clowney gets traded, the same Twitter people won't come back and say, "Boy, you're right on that one. I was wrong. My apologies."
Oh, no.
They just disappear. That's all they do.
No one will say something like that. That's ridiculous.
I've gone and kept receipts and gone back to – I remember Cowboy fans were so mad and thought I was the dumbest person that had ever walked the earth – for giving them in a mock draft, just for giving them Ezekiel Elliott in a mock draft. And like, are you the stupidest person? Do you know that they just signed Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden is coming off of a big season? You are the dumbest, aren't you? You are the dumbest. I said, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry that my mock draft is hurting you so badly. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. So then when Zeke was drafted, I went back and said, "Hey guys, good luck with Ezekiel Elliott. I know this is not what you wanted to happen. I know you're not." Of course, they were happy all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, "Wow, this is a surprise, but I'm super excited." I said, "Yeah, no, this is not.
No, didn't really you upset. Say I was a dumbass?
Yeah, I know you're really upset about Ezekiel Elliott being on your team now. What with you being so loaded with Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden, but I think this might work out for you, but good luck. I know you're not happy about this."
So, and by the way, you
dumb bitches.
Whoa. You Keichlers out there. His last outing, 3 2/3, 8 earned runs, 3 home runs.
Yeah, the Marlins lit his ass up.
Yeah, and it was the Marlins. Cincinnati, 7 innings, 3 earned runs, 5 1/3, 4 earned runs, 6 innings, 2, 5 2/3, 4. His ERA is 4.83. This is what Dallas Keuchel is.
Your bitches wishes you had this.
He's 3-5 now. They've lost 4 of his last 5 starts. This is what Dallas Keuchel is. I know everybody. The Astros were dead on. You don't give that kind of money to a guy who is fading, and he's been fading since 2015.
What about Charlie Morton, though?
Charlie Morton is. Listen, they took a chance, and here's the deal. Did you want to tender him 17?
Nope.
No, well, then guess what?
They did right. It just hurt, but they did right by letting him walk because you don't – Charlie's not young. First of all, Charlie Morton is not a young pitcher. And number two, Charlie Morton, people kind of tend to forget this. Charlie Morton has really good starts or really not that good starts. He's not consistent like – he's not even consistent like Wade Miley's been. Not in his Astros career.
No.
This year he's been better.
So you didn't have Charlie Morton, you got Wade Miley.
I mean,
and now you got Zach Greinke. Now Zach Greinke cost you.
Greinke costs you your three, 4, and 5 prospects. So he costs you a lot. So you really need Zach Greinke to start showing up and being a 1 or a 2.
His last 8 starts, 4 of them have not been good.
Right.
But he's still, you know what? I believe Brent Strom is going to get new pine tar in. But here's the deal is that they're going.
That's what happened to you just caping for the team and not letting any of that outside noise creep in?
His spin rate.
Is it Dell? Is it Dell? Dell lets you say things like this?
I win.
Is it because Todd Callis called him Roydon?
No,
and we're like, Todd, shut up.
No, he.
Dummy.
We've kind of gone down the route of Brent Strom's great, and so is Pine Tar. That's been the thing the last couple weeks. That's what John does now. Strom is great, and so is the stuff he puts on those balls. That's what he's doing now.
Irwell. I've never heard anyone called Irwell. David says, here's names. Orville, Jepson, Grandel, Irwell. I never heard Orville. I've heard Orville, but...
Redenbacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, those names aren't coming back.
Mildred, Helen, Jackie, and Margaret. Yeah, nobody calls them kid Jackie anymore.
Barbara. There can't be a lot of Barbaras coming up.
Barb. No. Barbie. No.
There's not going to be a lot of Barbaras.
I think I would not be with a woman on principle if her name was Barbara.
Yeah, I know. I would have a hard time
at her and think of Barbara Bush all the time?
No, I don't want
to. Could a Barbara be erotic?
I don't want to be saying Barbara like the rest
of the time. No, but you could.
I don't want to be saying Barbara.
You know what?
No, I don't want to be like saying Barbara at any point.
Come on, Barbara. Take it, Barbara.
No.
You don't want to do that.
No.
That doesn't sound good?
That's not what I meant, by the way.
By the way.
Oh, that feels so good, Barbara.
Hey. That's not what I meant.
That's not what you meant?
I just don't want to.
Oh, you mean just in conversation.
Yeah, I don't want like, oh, Barbara and I. I don't want to say that.
But you would have said, hey, you and your wife, what are y'all doing? Barbara and I are going to be. Yeah,
I would struggle with that. Not hey,
me and Margaret.
What's wrong with him?
Well, you would have.
What's wrong Barbara with you?
Can you say Barb?
What's wrong?
I can't. I think of Barbara.
That eventually.
Just don't say that because I think of Barbara Bush every time, and you saying that to her.
Well, that's on you, creepo.
No, you're the creepy one.
That's not
I
me.
Say,
I wasn't thinking of Barbara Bush.
Hi, ma'am. Oh God.
No. And it appears with Barbara, Lance was going to get aggressive.
Go lower, Barbara.
Whoa.
What? You can't. That sounds bad? Yeah, it's all awful.
To the left, Margaret.
No, not Margaret either.
Lift your hips a little bit, Helen.
Lift your hips.
Lift your hips, Helen. Why
does Helen have to lift her hips?
Helen and Margaret, you two kiss.
No.
What?
It's terrible.
You see, I know. I'm making your point now. You're welcome.
It's not the 60s. Helen and Margaret. What about you two make out?
Yeah. It's a key party with Barbara, Helen,
see,
and Margaret.
I think it's what you... Like, Helen Mirren used to be hot.
Yeah, but...
You can associate... I can't associate... Well, Barbara Eden used to be hot.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Princess Margaret, she was hot, and she liked to do stuff.
Yeah,
from the Crown.
80 years ago.
I only know her from The Crown.
That's
what you're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been a while.
Yeah. She likes to do stuff. 829 ESPN 97.5. Time for you to get insurance to the people.
TGS Insurance is the company for you. Text money to 2323. I'm making it super easy, right? Keep telling you how to text things, right? Because I know that when it comes to phone calls, a lot of you won't remember phone numbers and you, man, I really want to get the better insurance deal, but I just can't remember how to blah, blah, blah. Well, that's why you text money to 232323. Text money to 232323. What that's going to do for you is that is going to allow you within a minute to get a hard, firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. And that homeowner's insurance is based on your property and the dwelling. And now, if you want to really up the insurance to cover, you know, more jewelry, or you want to cover a recreational vehicle or something at your house, they can do that too. You want to add flood insurance, they can do that as well. But what happens is many people just sit and do nothing with their homeowner's insurance. They just stick with the same company year after year, and incremental rises in your, you know, an incremental increases in your policy is going to really end up coming out of your pocket over the long haul. And there's no reason to do that when you can get the same coverage for hundreds and, in many cases, thousands less. The average customer saves $870 a year with TGS Insurance. You could be one of those people. Text MONEY to 232323 and find out today what your homeowner's insurance will cost you through TGS.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hitting Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers while supplies last. Offer ends 8/31/19.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Maybe you have a differing opinion on Clowney than we do. Lance and I both, I like the player.
Yeah.
More than welcome. I mean, I would.
I like more than
love. I'm going to tell you this. They're not as good without Clowney.
Nope.
They're not as good.
I think he's a great run stopper. He's not a bender, so he's not going to be a great pass rusher. He's never going to be a great pass rusher because he doesn't really bend. But he's a good rusher.
Let's say.
And he's very good as an inside. He's very good as a run defender.
So there was a rumor out there, Jimmy Smith for him, Ravens.
That's out there. I know that some people in the league believe the Texans will trade for Jimmy Smith, the corner. But Jimmy Smith's 31 years old.
Yeah.
So you trade for Jimmy Smith, that's just another Band-Aid on top of the other Band-Aid you have. But he could still make you better this year.
This year.
If he's healthy.
But are you good enough with Brian Scarlett and Whitney Mercilus outside?
Probably not, but it may not matter. It may just be about, look, we got to do something that's good for us in the future.
Or you just let him play out.
You
let him play out his franchise tag.
Look, if he's coming back, you mentioned the fact that he was going to come back after camp. Well, if that's the case and you can't get proper value for Clowney. Now, proper value to me, here's the question. If somebody were to give you a second rounder for Jadeveon Clowney, the best you can get is a third, and that's at the end of the third, is a supplemental draft pick, or compensatory pick, I should say, for Clowney. You could end up getting a third, but once again, I want to make sure everyone understands this. You only get compensatory picks if you lose more than you sign. If you sign more than you lose, then it is off the board. It doesn't matter who you lost. But if you lose more than you sign, which is one of the reasons,
Texans,
by the way,
ain't out there signing big-name free agents, don't worry.
Well, if they traded Clowney, they could then get more aggressive in the market. They weren't aggressive this year because they want to save money and they didn't want to lose
money
that third.
For what? What are they saving for? Christmas? What are they saving for?
Well, Deshaun's going to cost $40 million a year. Are you ready to pay that?
Deshaun ain't costing no 40.
What's he costing?
30.
30? He's going to be paid less than Dak? Nope.
Dak ain't getting that, by the way.
What's he getting? He already turned down 30. He turned down 30.
By the way, Dak.
He pees all over $30 million a year.
By the way, Dak.
Okay, let's look up some of Dak's numbers.
By the way, Dak, take the damn money. Take the 30.
Pigs get fat.
You know what, though? By the time that deal is up in whatever, is it 30 over 5 years? Well, I don't know. We don't know what the guarantee is. By the time it's up, he'll be like the 17th highest paid quarterback.
I got to tell you, he's actually way better than I realized. When I look at the stats, 23 touchdowns, 22 touchdowns, 22 touchdowns. That's all 16-game schedules. That's pretty impressive. He's almost averaging 1.4 touchdowns a game. That's incredible. 23, 22, 22. Wow. 67 total
40 million.
Passing touchdowns.
40.
I'd ask for 50. If you're throwing 22, who's throwing 22 touchdowns anymore? Nobody. Everyone's higher.
Well, Pat Mahomes had over two of his seasons last year.
Dak's got 67 in his career. Mahomes has 50 last year. I don't know. I give him $50 million.
What is Mahomes going to ask for if Dak's getting 40?
$100 billion.
If Mahomes backs this up.
Listen, Dak got sacked 56 times last year and threw 22 touchdowns. I give him what he wants. You can't let that go.
Now, look at the second half of his season with Amari. How much better was he?
He was better.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, look at his numbers. You could look at his game log.
Oh, okay. Well, then doesn't that mean you pay Amari then?
Well, and Zeke. And look at him with Zeke and without Zeke.
Sounds like he's good if you put everything around him. Why give him all that money then? Sounds like you just need to give him players.
This sounds a lot like, though, an agent not wanting to get as much as he possible. Look what I got for Dak.
Well, the two guys who screwed it up. I mentioned this on my show, The Blitz, yesterday with Fred and AJ. And
Lance with Fred and AJ? Is that what it's called now?
It's the show that I do with those guys, my co-hosts.
Yeah.
And I really believe we can talk about Dak all we want. The guys who ruined it, the two teams
you mean?
Yeah. The two teams who ruined it were the San Francisco 49ers and the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
They ruined all this. You get Jimmy Garoppolo, who had never done it. He had never busted a grape. And you give him $100 million.
Wait, he made 140? I believe he's got 10 wins as a pro?
Yeah, I don't blame Dak.
What is his number?
Oh, I think that's high. I don't think he has that much. Jimmy Garoppolo, when has he started? He was immediately hurt. Jimmy Garoppolo stats.
Stats. How many games has he won?
Let me look it up on Pro Football Reference. They got quarterback record on there. So he's 8-2. He's 8-2. He is 5-0 with San Francisco the first year. He's 8-2. He's started 10 games. That's what he started.
His deal was, I believe, 140.
Well, let's take a look here.
So that's a lot per win, I think.
Let's take a look
here. I think that's a lot. I don't know about you.
Feels like a lot. Oh, I don't see a salary on here.
But no.
Giving what? Jimmy Garoppolo that kind of salary on speculation only, and then giving that kind of money to guaranteed money, I should say, to Kirk Cousins. We knew Kirk Cousins was going to get paid. And then giving it all guaranteed. He got all of it guaranteed. The Kurt Flood of football is Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins got guaranteed money for the life of his contract. That was unheard of. Kirk Cousins not only was paid a top three quarterback with the franchise for year one, he got the same thing with the bonus bump on top of it for being a franchise quarterback year two, and then got a multi-year 100% guaranteed contract. No one has done it like Kirk. Kirk Cousins' ability to play the contract game is unlike anything we've ever seen in the history of football. Kirk Cousins got everything guaranteed. So the deal that Minnesota gave Kirk Cousins, who couldn't have been more average last year despite having two very good wide receivers, and then the money that they gave Jimmy Garoppolo, that's why Dak Prescott's asking for $30 million. The contracts have gotten out of whack, and now the NFL owners are going to have to do what basketball did at some point and say, save us from ourselves. Please help us. We don't know how to stop. Please help us. Please institute a supermax. And maybe they will. And guess what will come with that? 100% guaranteed contracts. The only way you're going to get caps on contracts is if the whole thing's guaranteed. And the only way you're going to be able to control the spending, because if you give Dak Prescott $30 million, I'm telling you, Deshaun's not taking less than $35 million. And then the next big quarterback who comes up when it's his turn, it's an automatic 40. Andrew Luck's going to get 40. Then it's going to turn into 42. And now you're just getting into Premier League numbers. And you're going to have the poor team saying, we can't afford this anymore. We just can't afford this. The Raiders, the Colts, there are cash-poor teams right now who have to sit there with high cap numbers because they can't spend what their caps are. They don't have the actual cash coming through the doors. People act like the NFL is just a golden goose that will last forever. It's absolutely not, but they will have to. If they work gambling in, it is going to increase the revenue. It will sustain them much longer once gambling is factored into the revenue.
Yeah.
And it's coming.
It's coming.
It's 100% coming.
So far, 8 wins, $137.5 million. He's averaging $17 million per win.
I don't blame Dak for going after his. I mean, paying Dak 20-something when you just told me that Dak got really good.
But
right? Dak got really good when Amari Cooper was there.
But
or he got good.
There better. Has to be a measure of altruism, though. you have to say, I can't do this and be successful because this is a team thing.
Be honest. How many times
you cannot. But listen,
Tom Brady,
30 freaking million isn't enough.
Brady's a unicorn. Guess what? Remember what Peyton Manning did? Peyton Manning gouged the Denver Broncos and said, I don't care. I don't care if you can sign all these guys. He did the same thing in Indianapolis. I don't care. Give me my money. Give me my money.
But,
remember that?
But
he didn't back
wait
off.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're talking about apples and oranges. Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl with the last rushing offense in the NFL. Dead last. He won a Super Bowl.
So they can't afford
Prescott
Edge anymore.
Can't win a game
they
if they don't.
They had to let Edgerrin walk.
They can't win a game if they can't run the football.
Right. Dak has got to have everything right around him.
That's right.
That's why
so
you don't
guess
pay
what?
That.
Don't compare him to Peyton Manning.
No, no, no. I'm not comparing him to him. I'm saying altruistic quarterbacks.
No, but yes, you have to be.
Why?
You have to be. Because
would you rather win or get as much as you can?
You're going to be even more successful. You're going to have more. Listen, think about this logically. If you win games, you're on television more.
Secure
if you're on television more, you're going to get more endorsements.
Secure the bag.
You're going to be more successful in the long run. If you just
eight
don't
wins is fine. If you get
separate your bank
millions.
Account from your wife.
Oh, this sounds
wait.
Personal.
Wait a minute.
This sounds. Oh, now he wants altruism. Now he wants shared money. This is where it's coming from, Dell.
Should have never done that.
This is where it's coming from. Here's let's see. So Dak. I mean, yeah, Dak did have 3 touchdowns passes in way through 54 times. He threw for 455 yards. In a win over Philadelphia. Then the last game of the season, he threw for 387 with 4 touchdowns.
See?
So 2 of the games were monster games. Those are the only 2 games that he hit 300 yards passing, by the way.
But look at he's trending last 2 games. Look at how he's trending, Lance.
Played well in the wild card game against Seattle, I believe.
Pay that man his money.
Get that man
his money. All right, time to build. You know what he needs to build? A patio. With that money, wouldn't he have a nice patio? What kind of patio could
he get? A really good one. And as a matter of fact, Stephen Schell, his company, will go up. They're up in Dallas as well. He's got a location in Houston. He's got a location in Dallas where they're building some of the finest patios you're going to see. They do high-end projects, but they do projects for people just like me and you. My project was considered just kind of a standard, normal project that they did. And yet for me, it was unbelievable. They went and added a roof. They added a pitched roof to the patio and then built it into the pre-existing roof, and you can't tell the difference. They matched the metal roof that was already on my home. They went and found one of the only places that actually does this roof still, and they matched it exactly to what I had pre-existing. It looks like it was built that way. It looks the exact same. They went and decked out brand new siding across the back of my home, brand new windows. We ended up getting a fire pit, and I didn't even do the outdoor kitchen, and now I wish I would have done outdoor kitchen, so I'm considering doing the outdoor kitchen, but they can do that for you. When you're working with Texas Custom Patios, you know exactly what your project is going to cost. You know what the time frame is to get the work done, and they stick to it. They are sticklers for getting it done the way they say they're going to, including the quality of the work. And if you'd like to see the quality of their work, go to TexasCustomPatios.com. There are a lot of companies that try to steal their images and claim them as their own work on their websites. Texas Custom Patios, where it all starts. The best. And now they're going to Texas Home and Garden Show, which is where people go bananas for the work that they do. Check it out for yourself if you're considering a brand new outdoor living space with TexasCustomPatios.com.
It's not that serious.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So today is Fantasy Football Day on ESPN. 28 hours straight. I don't know why 28. I don't know what the deal is there. But they're doing like 28 straight hours of fantasy football. Matthew Berry's not sleeping. And some interesting stuff. Are you buying Tampa? I mean...
No.
Well, are you buying them in fantasy? Are you buying Chris Godwin? Are you buying O.J. Howard? Are you buying...
All right, so, yeah.
Jameis?
O.J. Howard, for sure. I do think Jameis will benefit from having Bruce Arians. Mike Evans, I'm buying. Yeah, Mike Evans, I'm buying.
Now you've hitched your wagon to Jameis, and that's it. That's it.
What do you mean?
He's it.
Well, he's it for this year.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But guess what?
This is the piss.
But then last year you had Fitz to fall back on.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jameis, well, that's good for you if you're a fantasy. Well, I don't know if it's good or not.
No, because what if Jameis sucks?
Yeah. Well, usually it's not good to have to go to a backup ever, but Fitz is just a little different.
However, I saw a stat where Jameis throws down the field.
Jameis prefers to.
Yes.
He prefers to look middle to deep.
Like more than anyone, and he's got some success down the field.
Yeah, so Bruce
But now they lost Humphreys.
Yeah.
And they lost one other. Who else did they lose?
I think you can find it.
But so the thought is that Chris Godwin is going to take the Larry Fitzgerald role.
Well, if that's the case, then that's great if you have a quarterback that will...
Can't get him the ball.
Number one, Fitz is a big target. Number two, Fitz catches everything. And then lastly, you had Carson Palmer, who really implicitly trusted him. That slot role is a really good role in that offense. But so is the deep ball. And that's why they used to target J.J. Nelson, who was a tiny, fast guy. They targeted John Brown, fast guy. They wanted speed down. Well, now you got decent speed, but a big body to throw down. He already liked Mike Williams, Mike Evans. He's going to throw a ton to Mike Evans. So they've got, they got Breshad Perriman, who's a reclamation project, who was originally drafted by the Ravens. They've got Justin Watson, who is just a big old dude who hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah, they lost Deshaun and they lost Humphreys, and they figure
Marcus Lodge, who is Mike Evans and Godwin. Yeah, so Godwin is. So, I don't know. Where's the speed? Who are they going to run? I guess Breshad Perriman maybe could be the outside speed guy. And if that's the case, then yeah, Godwin is a legitimate target because it's still going to be Godwin, Mike Evans, and O.J. Howard. Now, O.J. Howard, to me, is the guy to keep your eye on because he's such a dynamic athlete. And Bruce Arians loves vertical passing. He's old school. He wants vertical passing, vertical passing, vertical passing. And then your target, your safety net is going to be whoever your slot is. That's who the... And Fitzgerald was just... He was unique. That saved Larry Fitzgerald. That extended his career, being in Bruce Arians' offense. And then when he finally bought into being in the slot, it was a big deal. So if Godwin ends up playing a slot role, yeah, that could end up being really, really big from a catch standpoint and total catches. Jameis has a chance to do some really good things in this offense. Who's their running back? Peyton Barber and Ronald Jones. Not good enough. Offensive line is okay. But, I think the reason Bruce Arians was brought in was 100% because this is their last-ditch effort to see what they can do with Jameis. I don't know that Bruce Arians is going to be in the league more than 3 years max. He's had health issues.
Yeah.
His wife doesn't want him coaching anymore.
Yeah.
And I could see it going sideways for that organization in 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's a short-term answer. But maybe he can.
But let me tell you something. Bruce did great his interim year in with the Colts,
yep.
And he did great with the Arizona Cardinals. So it's hard to argue with him. His record as a head coach is pretty good. And his record with quarterbacks, young Andrew Luck, young Ben Roethlisberger, and an older Carson Palmer, who he turned into a really good quarterback. I mean, it's all there on paper. And if he can't get it out of Jameis, then they'll move on to another quarterback next year.
Yeah.
Because if this isn't Jameis's year, he's done with the Bucks. There's no way they stay with him.
All right, 855 ESPN 97.5. Raheel joins us on the other side. We'll find out if he's bi-curious about Zach Greinke's start today.
It's not what today. That means. It doesn't mean that.
Not about Greinke. He's not bi-curious about Greinke?
Stop.
Are you?
Stop. Just don't.
Well, it's his second start.
Don't let him get you into it.
You're not curious about his second start. Okay.
He's interested maybe on what his car would sell for to JCW.
Sell us your car. You can. You know what? It's so easy. You can do it in your underwear. It's like watching Greinke pitch in your underwear today at 3:40. Okay? Well, here's the deal, is if you want to sell your car in your underwear, do it. Do whatever you want. It's America. All you have to do is go to givemethevin.com and sell us your car. And listen, dude is buying. It was ridiculous. He bought like 600 cars in one day. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And that means that, you know what? People are going, wow, that's a really good price. I'm going to sell you my car. That's right. I will sell you my car because you're giving me an unbelievable price. How does he do it? I don't know. He sells them at auction. He'll buy your car. He won't sell you a car. He will buy your car, and then he sells them at auction. He does it on pennies on the dollar. He loses on a bunch because he gives too much money, and he wins on some. So what you got to do is find where he is going to give you way too much money for your car. But if you don't go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, you won't know. You'll probably take less. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.